Timmins, the province has signed off on the voluntary merger of two Northern Health Units. When the Porcupine Health Unit, FU, and Timiskaming Health Unit, TU, join forces on January 1, it will be known as Northeastern Public Health. The FU announced on Friday, December 6, that the province has officially approved the merger. Our shared community partnerships and established working relationships between our various teams will continue to grow stronger as we become one public health agency. As well, our similar population characteristics and culture in this northeastern region will facilitate the integration of programs and services, said FU Medical Officer of Health Dr. Leanne Cadden in a news release. TU Acting Medical Officer of Health Dr. Glenn Corneal said the merger builds on the strengths of each organization. By merging, we establish a critical mass and will have increased capacity to deliver programs and services across the region, he said in a statement. Timmins today reached out to the TU and did not receive a response. The Porcupine Health Unit declined requests for an interview and inquiries regarding staffing and costs were also left unanswered. In the December 6 news release, the organization said that services and office locations will stay the same when the new health unit takes effect on January 1. Throughout this process, FU and THU will continue to engage with the public, community, reads the statement. The new Board of Health will consist of municipal representatives from communities across the merged health unit's expansive service area, which spans a large portion of northeastern Ontario. In total, 38 municipalities are involved in the merger, though some regions will share seats due to the large geographic scope. There will be three appointees from Timmins, two from Temiskaming Shores, one each from Kapuskasing, Kirkland Lake and Cochrane, Smooth Rock Falls and representatives for various rural areas, including Rural North, Central South, South and Far North. Municipalities have been asked to name the 13 appointees for the new Board of Health by next Friday, December 13. So far, the following individuals have been named as members. Timmins, Mayor Michelle Boileau, Ward 5 Cowan. Andrew Marks and Ward 4 Cowan. John Curley. Temiskaming Shores, Mayor Jeff Laferriere and Cowan. Mark Wilson. Iroquois Falls, Mayor Tori Delorier representing Iroquois Falls and Black River Matheson. Cochrane, Mayor Peter Paulitis representing Cochrane and Smooth Rock Falls for the next 2 years. Kapuskasing, Cowan. Gary Fortin. Kirkland Lake, Cowan. Casey Owens. The first meeting of the new Board of Health is scheduled for January 1, 2025. Since the merger was announced, few details have been shared publicly about the changes. Timmins is the largest municipality in the region and will have fewer seats at the new board table. Right now it has four people on the 12-member FU board. Under the new 13-member board, it will have three representatives. At the council meeting, members shared their concerns about the decrease in representation, which they say has residents feeling frustrated and underrepresented. Cochrane Mayor Peter Paulitis praised the collaboration between the two health units. Our emphasis as a participant in the board discussions and merger development during this initiative has always been to focus on improving public health and ensuring our constituents receive the highest standard of public health care, he said. Our board has taken a highly engaged approach to defining the new service, and I'm comforted by the level of candor and openness that was undertaken together during the defining of possibilities. On the flip side, Paulitis also acknowledged concerns about broader representation due to the larger geographic scope of the new Board of Health's overage area. While we have some of the usual concerns around new directions and larger area representation, we remain confident in the new health unit, the amazing workforce, the sound leadership, and the engaged board to achieve the even better standard of service being sought on behalf of the public whom we all serve, he said. The announcement regarding the voluntary merger was made last August. It was in the wake of the province saying it's offering cash and support to health units that voluntarily merge. See, health unit merger could be as soon as 2024. Related, you may not hear details of the health unit merger at Timmins Council. back in 2019, in an effort to reduce the number of public health units in Ontario, the Ford government announced plans to reduce the number of public health units from 35 to 10. The Porcupine Health Unit coverage area includes the Cochrane District and town of Horn Payne. It has offices in Cochrane, Hearst, Horn Payne, Iroquois Falls, Kapuskasing, Matheson, Moosewanee, and Smooth Rock Falls, with the main office being in Timmins. The Timiskaming Health Unit has offices in New Liskeard, Kirkland Lake, and Englehart.